of the tea, telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Monday, January 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty today. He said, did the Mackinac County Sheriff change his position on enforcing our Second Amendment rights? I recall that Mackinac County was the first Michigan county to declare being a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Yes, I attended that meeting. I made a presentation to Michael Patrick and the other commissioners at the time. The sheriff was there. The prosecuting attorney was there. The place was packed. Many of you guys, Mark Eby from Castle Rock, I met him there the very first time ever, and others. They passed it. At the time, I believe they even had a Democrat county commissioner that voted for it. My question is, who was the sheriff? I forget his name. Who was the sheriff at that meeting on January of 2020, when Mackinac County Board of Commissioners passed our Second Amendment Sanctuary County Resolution, becoming the first county in the state of Michigan to do so? Who was the sheriff? I don't believe it was the current sheriff. I believe there was another sheriff. Didn't the current sheriff Wilkes take over for that sheriff? Or was Wilkes the sheriff there on January of 2020? I don't remember. I know he said his name, but I didn't get to shake his hand, meet him. I don't even know who it was. But he and the prosecutor of Mackinac County at the time both said, yes, we support this, definitely pass it. And they did. They passed it before I got halfway across the Mackinac Bridge. I was on my way to Emmett County Commissioner's meeting. That was meeting at 7 o'clock. Mackinac County met earlier. I made the presentation. I answered a few questions and I left. They called me when I hadn't even got to the apex of the Mighty Mac, said, Randy, it's passed. I'm like, what? I was on the Mackinac Bridge when I posted it on the Second Amendment Sanctuary County's Facebook page that Mackinac County just became the first county in the state of Michigan to pass it. He goes on to say, if so, did this sheriff flip on us being a Second Amendment sanctuary county when it comes to Second Amendment rights? If so, what other counties have flip-flopped their position on being a Second Amendment sanctuary county? Captain Jeff, I don't know the answer to your question. Again, I need somebody out there in Mackinac County to tell me, text me during the break. The current sheriff, Sheriff Wilkes, was he the sheriff at that January of 2020 meeting that you guys attended with me when Mackinac County became the first county to pass our Second Amendment sanctuary county resolutions in the state of Michigan? Can somebody please tell me who that sheriff was? I don't believe it was Wilkes. I could be wrong. And if I am, then why will he not come out publicly and announce that he will not enforce these gun laws that go into effect on February 14th? Do you want to keep your position as sheriff? Sheriff? If so, come on the show. Set me straight. You have an open mic anytime you want to come on this show, sir. I will be respectful, and we will have a good conversation. That is my promise to you. You four other county commissioners, you're being replaced in August. Constructive notice has been served. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. My old favorite truck driving song, No End in Sight. Amazing Rhythm Aces. Yes, I was coming home, Bubba. This segment brought to you by Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. if you have computer problems, if you have cell phone problems, if you have laptop problems, iPads, whatever, you need to get a hold of my good friend, Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. He can fix your stuff remotely. You don't have to take it in anywhere. He can access it via the internet and take care of your problems immediately. Give him a call. Absolutely love his service. He's been providing us our service, IT, for years here at the radio station. Pick up the phone and call this number. And if you want this number texted to your cell phone in a clickable, dialable link, text me the word geek. And I'll send you Jonathan Deek's number, 231-818-8349. I absolutely love this hyper-intelligent computer geek person, Jonathan Deek. Totally support his company and his services. Remote repairs of your computers, VPN, virtual private networks for your phones and your computers. I'm doing the show right now from a third world country. Nobody knows where I'm at. And notice we haven't had a lot of issues for the last few months since Jonathan's taken over. So again, totally support his services. You need to get a hold of him like we do. 231-818-8349. Text me geek and I'll text you his phone number. Yes, Mac. Absolutely love Mac. Love you guys. Johnny on the spot. This is the type of text messages I love. A link to the Upper Michigan Source.com's news story. Sheriff Scott Strait. That's his name. I remember now. Because it was so ironic that the first county in the state of Michigan to pass our Second Amendment sanctuary resolution was Mackinac County. And when I think of Mackinac, I think about the Straits of Mackinac. And it was the sheriff, Scott Strait, that was there, announced he was not going to seek re-election, and his term was going to expire on December 31st of 2020. Thank you, Mac. I sent him back a meme of the new Trucker Randy, skinny guy. Many thanks and a pile of thanks. Thank you, Mac. Johnny on the spot. Captain Jeff, thanks for that response. I'm sure you still have the list of Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Oh, you bet we do. Might be a good time to review that list to see which counties still qualify as such. Question is going to be Downstate Kim. Thank you. She sent me the same story. I got it from Mac also. Rob in Sheboygan, wasn't that Scott Straits? Yes, it was. Yes. And Wilkes got elected then to replace the retiring sheriff and will not commit to answering a couple of simple questions. Will you, sir, enforce or not enforce the new gun laws that go into effect on February 14th here in a month and 6 days? Yes or no? It's a simple question, sir. Will you abide by the Second Amendment sanctuary resolution that your previous predecessor, Sheriff Strait, and the prosecutor and the Board of Commissioners passed, saying not going to happen in our county? Yes or no? It's very simple, Sheriff. It's very, very simple. And these are the questions you guys need to ask your sheriffs heading into this year's election. And if they won't answer that question, and if your Board of Commissioners don't support that resolution, it's time to run against them. And that's what we're going to be talking about at the class on February 3rd in St. Ignace. Sheriff, I'd like to offer you absolute free registration for this class. I will pay for your book, your guide, and your copy of the Michigan State Constitution as provided, donated to us by State Representative Neil Friske. I will personally invite you to come to this class. I will give you an opportunity to answer those two simple questions in front of those attending and for you to learn about the Michigan State Constitution and Robert's Rules of Order. Sheriff Wilkes, take me up on my offer. And anybody in Mackinac County that wants to get elevated to be a precinct delegate so you can vote at the upcoming county conventions that are going to be held on February 15th. Did you guys know we're having county conventions on February 15th across the entire state of Michigan, all 83 counties? All 83 counties are going to have call to convention 7 p.m. Thursday, February 15th. And if you live in Mackinac County, odds are pretty good you do not have a precinct delegate representing you and your neighbors in the Mackinac County Republican Party. Same thing possibly in Sheboygan, where Chairman Rick Silva can expand his apportionment report and get more precinct delegates to be representing the people of Sheboygan County. Presque County, I don't know how many slots they got open. Otsego County, Emmett County, Charlevoix County, Chippewa. Every county we speak to, you need to come to this class and you need to be elevated if you live in Mackinac County. We're growing the parties. We don't care about this crap happening at the state county, state party level. We're doing it county by county. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids. Wednesday, I'll be broadcasting from a hotel in Grand Rapids. I'm going to be part of the meeting for Stand Up Michigan, Kent County. They have a major announcement happening tomorrow night. And the vice president of Stand Up Michigan, Tammy Clark, has asked me, invited me to come. She wants Vicky and I to be there to hear what's going on. Huge, major, breaking news coming from the leadership of Stand Up Michigan. Tammy Clark and Ron Armstrong. Speaking of Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan and Presque Isle County, 6:30 tonight, they're continuing their video training with Chris Ann Hall on the Constitution. It's going to be at the County Commissioner's Room at 6:30 tonight. You need to be there. At 7 o'clock, I will be conducting the monthly meeting of the Antrim County Conservative Union, record the national football game between Michigan and Washington, come to the meetings, go home and watch the game without commercial, fast forward through the commercials. You need to come to these meetings tonight before the big snowstorm starts tomorrow morning. I'm going to get the show done tomorrow. I'm going to pack up the studio, pack up Miss Vicky and Mr. Snoop, and we're heading to Grand Rapids. We're going to attend in a snowstorm, is what they're predicting, the Stand Up Michigan Kent County meeting at the church there again in Grand Rapids on Leonard Street. I believe it's Oak Hill or Oakwood Presbyterian. You need to understand the process, folks. This has been going on since 1963. For 60 years, the uniparty of the moderate Rhino Republicans, led by George Romney and Lieutenant Governor William Milliken from Traverse City, and Betsy DeVos, the DeVos clan, McManus in Traverse City, Jason Allen, all of these people have been running this party, and it has led to the civil war that we're dealing with right now. Do you know that Adam DeAngeli of Rescue Michigan is not even a Republican? Did you know that? Adam DeAngeli is a libertarian. I believe, with all my heart, that Adam DeAngeli is a racist to the point where he would almost qualify to be a grand wizard of the KKK. Yeah, Adam, I said it on the radio. You got a problem with it? Come on my show and debate me about it. I've known Adam ever since Right to Work in 2011. Tony DeMott, I know all those guys. Well, guess what? Adam and this Bree Mogenberg, who's been involved in the Republican Party for like 1 minute, thinks that they put together a coup d'etat this past Saturday. Well, we shall see if the RNC, Ronald Romney McDaniel, gets involved. We'll see if Donald Trump gets involved. We'll wait and see what happens this week based on what they did on Saturday. And if RNC chair Ronald Romney McDaniel and President Trump don't get involved, and the real state committee meeting occurs this Saturday in Houghton Lake, Vicky and I will be there. Sherry Lefebvre and Nikki Coons, I believe Roxanne Duford and others are going to be there. Well, we'll see what happens at the real sanctioned state committee meeting this coming Saturday. Let's see if the chairs show up. Let's see what happens. Because we have a grassroots chair that is taking on the Uniparty, and they don't like it. They have done everything they can to make sure she fails. And honestly, I think the Michigan Republican Party is irrelevant. I don't think they have any real function in helping getting any of our candidates elected. Who does it? We the people. We do it at the county level. We do it maybe at the district level. But honestly, the Michigan Republican Party isn't even necessary to win elections. Why? Because elections are won at the local level. Knocking on doors, putting up signs, making phone calls. The work's been done by us all these years anyway. All they've been doing is paying their buddies huge consulting fees and absolutely, in my opinion, wasting a lot of money. Bottom of the hour break. Chairwoman Roxanne Duford, Mackinac County Republican Party, in the next segment. We'll be right back.